Welcome to our vignette today entitled The Life of a Sponge. But before we begin, may I tell you how you bless my heart, my life, by listening to these vignettes. And when you share them with others, it just blesses my heart. Now, some of you I know personally who listens to the vignettes, and others I do not know at all. But I see your pictures you send me, and I read your comments, and they just thrill my gizzard. So may I say thank you from my heart to your heart for listening and sharing. And may we all do all things for the glory of God and not for ourselves. I'm not a numbers girl. If I have many, many thousand of people listening, great. If there's just a few, it doesn't matter. If one person or one couple's marriage can be helped from listening to a vignette, oh, that just blesses my heart. So thank you. Okay, today's vignette, The Life of a Sponge. Now, how could a growing believer be like a sponge? Well, let's talk about what a sponge is and does. We're not going to talk about what it is, but certainly what it does. A sponge, most of us have them in our household, and it is a very useful item. But a sponge is no good unless you soak it with water and then give it a squeeze. A soppy sponge is of no value. And a dry one, well, it won't help either. Periodically, you've got to put some heat on that sponge. We put it in the microwave to degerm it so it's once again usable. A sponge is not used forever. It is discarded. How can a believer be like a sponge? Well, do tell. Here's what I'm thinking about the sponge and the growing believer. Some of us study, study, study. We are soaked in God's Word. But we're of little value because we aren't squeezed. Therefore, we do not share what we have gleaned from the Scriptures. Conversely, some of us are so dry we crack easily and are of little value to others. We do not soak ourselves in the study of God's Word, so we have nothing to share with others. Sometimes the Lord helps us by putting the squeeze on us or putting a little heat on us so we'll do something with our lives for Him and for eternity. Reading, and I know you're tired of me saying this, but it's the most important thing that you could ever do in your day. Reading and studying God's Word is a must. In Psalm 111, verse 2 through 4, the psalmist writes, "Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is His work, and His righteousness endures forever." That word endures means continues or stands. Now, that's a soak and a squeeze verse. What do we know about the works of the Lord? Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. This whole book is about the works of the Lord. Remember, Moses, show me so I can know you. Show me your work so I can know you. Oh, we can look out at the world and we can see God's incredible creation. But we don't know Him unless we study. We can see what He does. But when you put your nose in this book and you study and you see the great works of God from Genesis 1 all the way through to Revelation, the very last verse, Do we not see His work as splendid and majestic? Do we not see His righteousness from cover to cover, from verse to verse? Oh, yes, we do. We soak, and then we squeeze. Remember in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Let's read it. Be diligent to present yourself, or study to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of God. Now, I realize that this is written to Timothy and to pastors, of which women are not pastors. I know some are, but it's not biblical. So we're not going to even go there. You just know that I know. But we can take secondary application, all of us, because we are to study to show ourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Of truth. It's God's truth. He protects it. He watches over it. It's His. And so we soak on God's word. We study on God's word. We soak, and then we squeeze. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, cover to cover, all scripture is inspired, God breathed. This is the only time this word is used. God breathed. All scripture is God breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. That's all of us. This is particularly to Timothy and the pastors that would come after him, but it's for all of us. Come on now, bottom line, blow all the fluff away. Yes, God's word is glorious. Yes, God's word gives me comfort. Do you really, really believe that this book, Scripture, is God breathed? Well, if we do, we need to soak on it. We need to soak on it. And then we need to be squeezed. Soak and squeezed. Most of you know I so enjoy Ecclesiastes. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9, Solomon writes, he's closing his book now. And in verse 9 he says, in addition to being a wise man, and that's what God said about him. He was the wisest man, right? The preacher, Solomon, also taught the people knowledge. And he pondered and searched out and arranged many proverbs. So we can soak on the proverbs because there's wonderful practical street-level wisdom. But there's deep mining there. You can put your miner's hat on and get your pick and your shovel and dig deep in the Proverbs. And they are a wealth of information for spiritual growth. A little bit of soaking and a whole lot of squeezing. And then he writes in verse 10, the preacher sought to find delightful words and to write words of truth correctly. Correctly, so we can know truth, right? Verse 11, the words of wise men are like goads, and masters of these collections are like well-driven nails. They are given by one shepherd. And so Solomon, words are like goads. They're like something to prod us, but the scripture is also a nail that anchors us, that holds us. And the one shepherd is confirmation on the verse that we just read in 2 Timothy 3:16, that the teachings of Solomon in this book are God-breathed. They're God-given. They come from one shepherd. And then this one, verse 12. But beyond this, my son, be warned. The writing of many books is endless, and the excessive devotion to books is wearying to the body. I know people that have a wonderful library that's just packed full, book after book after book. The latest book that comes out, they're the first to get it. And they read what man says about the Bible, but they don't know about the Bible because they don't read it for themselves. So they don't know if the book they're reading that they are devoted to, the devotion to these books, if it's true or not. And I love that. I mean, how plain, how simple, how applicable to our life today. The writing of many books is endless. How many books have come out, published, since, I don't know, last year? Gobs of them. So the writing of many books is endless, and excessive devotion to books is wearing to the body. And it flat is. But not the Bible. Not the Bible. So we gotta, Solomon says, okay, soak on it. Soak on it. Think about these things. These are words of truth. Words of truth. God-given. Timothy, God-breathed. All scripture, God-breathed. So we soak, and then we squeeze. But we must know, only the Bible, God's living word, should be, that we should be totally devoted to. We need to soak on it, and then get busy, and give yourself a squeeze. Like the well-used sponge that doesn't last forever, we won't either. There's just no way. In Acts 13:36, well, unless the rapture comes, and then we'll go home, but our bodies are changed instantly. But we don't last forever in this body, one way or the other. In Acts 13:36, let's start with verse 34. Peter is speaking. I believe it's Peter. And let me make sure that it's Peter. Paul is speaking. And let's see what he says. Verse 32. And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers. Old Testament from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God has fulfilled this promise to our children, in that he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I've begotten you. As for the fact that he raised him up from the dead, no longer to return to decay, he has spoken in this way, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. Therefore, he also said in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay. Listen to this, 36. One of my favorites. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, he fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. But he whom God raised did not go under decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through him everyone who believes is freed from all things, etc., etc. I want to focus on verse 36, because like that old sponge that we throw away after it's well used, we too are not used forever. Like David, you can put your name there. Your name can go right there. For David, for Lacey Couch, for Dr. Mal Couch, After he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, he fell asleep, or was put to sleep. And there my husband is. There I shall be someday. There you shall be, unless the rapture happens. Because like that old discarded sponge, we don't last forever. We serve God's purpose in our own generation. And if the rapture doesn't happen before we die, God says, okay, it's time for you to come home. You have served my purpose. But you know what? Unlike the sponge that we throw away, yes, we die, believers die, and our bodies are planted in the ground, but we go home. We don't need this house any longer. Just don't need it any longer. But that body is not forgotten by God. Some glorious day on that resurrection morning, the dead in Christ shall rise. It just thrills my soul to be thinking on that day. We shall rise. Why? Christ said, because I live, you will live also. And once we're there, maybe then we'll see how God used this old squeezed out sponge on earth for his namesake. A.Z. Tozer said, quote, "The desire to fulfill the purpose for which we were created is a gift of God." End quote. What a small little sentence that speaks volumes. Maybe the Lord will look around and ask, who will do my work today, and pick you up and say, ah, not too wet, not too dry. This one will do my work today. Like the sponge, like that old sponge. Soak it, squeeze it. Like that old sponge, you gotta squeeze me to use me. This is Lacey Couch. It has been from my heart to yours.